Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have the weekend box office report. And it's Monday, so it's time for church complaints. We got Deacon Def Jam. He's out. Reverend Motown, Reverend Adnoy, Deacon Jr. So let's get to it. Come on, Reverend Motown.
Good morning. I love the Lord.
Sing it.
I wanted
faster.
To open up with a song.
Sing it again.
Lord.
It wouldn't hurt to sing it one more time. It really wouldn't. It one more damn time. Go on in there and get it.
I said, I love the Lord.
He loves the Lord. Yes, he does.
And that is the last time. Deacon Def Jam is out, but these church complaints will be conducted by Junior Deacon Jr. And my brother, Reverend Adnoy. Let us begin.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much, Pastor. This ungrateful church you have here, Pastor. Brother Theodis Skinner, who only has two big toes, is asking, would you please stop laughing at him when he's praise dancing? Yesterday, you fell out your chair, and also that got the congregation laughing as well. He said he can't dance while you's laughing.
I think he could have stopped at he can't dance.
Yes.
He didn't have to add me in it. You got five big toes on both feet. What do you want me to do? You got razor cuts around all your shoes.
You roll for that, Pastor.
Your foot hugging out your shoe like a 52 card deck of cards. Just fanned out. What else? Don't bother
with
me.
Don't even bother with it, yes. You ready? Here we go. The church has taken a vote, and we've come to the conclusion. Nobody wants to say it, but damn it, I'm saying it. The pastor's wife cannot sing, and she needs to stop, okay? 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 She
Reverend
can't
Adnoy.
Sing a lick at all. I'll put it out there.
Well, seeing as how I'm is the pastor, and you are referring to my wife, let me say this, Adnoy.
Yes.
Careful, Pastor.
I know good and damn well she can't sing.
Wait, what?
I know good and damn well she can't sing. You don't think I know that?
Okay.
But I sleep with her. What do you want me to do about the happiness in my house when I sleep with a woman that can't sing? But
Preach,
then
Pastor.
She keeps telling me the Lord said, come as you are.
Yes.
And here she come.
Amen, Pastor.
Just like Eddie. What else you got?
Look here, Pastor. We have.
Just so I can even it out. My wife can't sing, Reverend Adnoy, and you can't preach. Go ahead,
Jimmy. Preach.
Shade.
We're taking a vote on that, too. All right.
Now, you ain't got to vote. I just told you.
You just told me. Go right ahead. Go right
ahead. Nobody asked you to come up there on Sunday.
No, nobody asked me.
All right.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead, Deacon Jr.
Yeah, Pastor. Yesterday, the congregation is very, very infuriated with you for the way that you talked about the visiting Who Is My Daddy Children's Choir. You kept yelling, not the father, as they were singing, and they just wanted an apology, Pastor.
Well, that's not going to happen either. This was your father's?
It's called the visiting choir was called Who Is My Daddy's Children's Choir.
He's wrong for that.
Well, you know, they comprise, I'll just go be real with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is my father choir was not talking about the Lord. None of the kids in the choir know their daddy. No, it's just all the kids in the choir. Don't none of the kids know their daddy. Oh. And I just thought I'd holler out every now and then, well, who is your daddy? You know, now all the kids start crying. That ain't none of my fault.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
The struggle is real in it.
Should have named yourself choir like, you know, the gospel jewels or something. But once you put the obvious out there, the obvious got to be dealt with.
You're a best pastor.
All right. Come on, Pastor, Reverend this Adam. Is kind of directed at you again, but it's not a slight, it's not an insult, but here we go.
Ain't no problem.
All the members who drive Chrysler 300s would like... All the members who drive Chrysler 300s are asking that you park your real Rolls Royce in the back because it's making them look bad. If you could see a way to do that, you mean it's about 12 Chrysler 300s and up next to a real damn. You could see their pain. You understand their pain?
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you a couple of questions here.
I love it, Reverend Andrew.
When you go to the club at night, do they put the Rolls Royce in the back?
No.
When you go to valet at the restaurant, do they put the Rolls Royce in the back?
No, sir.
When you pull up at the hotel,
no, they don't.
Right out front,
no, mm-hmm. they don't.
Vegas, L.A., anywhere.
You don't.
Have you noticed that the Rolls Royce is in the front? Why?
Yes, sir.
Would I take my Rolls Royce and pull it round to the back? Because ye Chrysler 300 owners want to flex your collar. Y'all have already formed a Chrysler 300 auto club.
Yeah.
Remember how they used to have the Z Club and the Vet Club?
Yes, Z28?
Yeah, they call them the C3s. The C3s. And they even called it, you know, they tried to take it from CP3, you know, Chris Paul the third. But it's a CPC.
Which is?
CP. CP stands, CPC stands for Colored People with Chrysler.
We got to go, Pastor. That's a no, Reverend Adnor. Right. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got entertainment news.